And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 12th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the sculptor Auguste Rodin, Paris, 1840, created the masterpiece The Thinker. Rodin, who said, "Nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely." It's the birthday of the philosopher and literary critic Roland Barthes, born in Cherbourg, France, in 1915, studied literature and philosophy, but instead of writing long books about great works of literature, he wrote short essays about popular culture, one of the first critics to apply literary theory to things like movies and toys, wrestling matches, strip-teasing. It was Roland Barthes who was responsible for college courses now on subjects like Bugs Bunny and the Beach Boys, his essays collected in his book Mythologies and Empire of Signs. It's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, New York City, 1945, author of nonfiction books about public education and an American doctor in Haiti, a young medical student in Burundi, won the Pulitzer Prize for his book The Soul of a New Machine, about watching engineers at the Data General Corporation build a new microcomputer. Tracy Kidder lived in the basement of the building for 8 months, taking notes and watching them. He wrote about the engineers, "They believe that what they do is elegant and important, but they have the feeling that no one else understands or cares." For his book, Among School Children, Kidder spent 178 days in the classroom. He said, "Most of the time I had a desk right near the teachers. I think after a while the kids just thought of me as a big fifth grader." Tracy Kidder, who said, "The heart of the story is usually a place to arrive at, not a place to begin." It's the birthday of the novelist Katherine Webber, New York City, 1955. Her novels include Objects in the Mirror Are Closer Than They Appear and The Little Women, a retelling of the Louisa May Alcott story, and Triangle, about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in 1911. She wrote about it because her grandmother worked at the factory, left her job 2 years before the fire because she was pregnant with Katherine Webber's father. And it's the birthday of the singer-songwriter Neil Young, born in Toronto, 1945, stricken with polio when he was six, nearly died from it, learned to play the ukulele, dropped out of high school, formed a band, the Squires, 1963, playing in coffee houses and clubs around Winnipeg, toured on the Canadian folk circuit, and then formed a band that became popular, Buffalo Springfield, in 1966. Neil Young, who wrote his autobiography a few years ago, called Waging Heavy Peace. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, entitled Before Dark. From the porch at dusk, I watched a kingfisher, wild in flight he could only have made for joy. He came down the river, splashing against the water's dimming face like a skipped rock, passing on down out of sight, and still I could hear the splashes farther and farther away as it grew darker. He came back the same way, dusky as his shadow, sudden beyond the willows. The splashes went on out of hearing. It was dark then. Somewhere the night had accommodated him, at the place he was headed for, or where, led by his delight, he came. A poem by Wendell Berry, Before Dark, from his collected poems, published by North Point Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.